State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was arrested and released on $200,000 bail Thursday. Federal prosecutors accused the speaker of running two fraudulent and corrupt schemes and have frozen nearly $4 million of Silver's money. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Today, we unseal a criminal complaint charging the longtime leader of the New York State Assembly, Sheldon Silver, with public corruption.
U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara laid out the charges against the Assembly Speaker, saying Silver used his titanic powers in office to amass a tremendous personal fortune by running two separate schemes that involved millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks. Bharara says the Speaker told the public and filled out required disclosure forms. They said he worked at the law firm Weitz & Luxembourg, where private citizens hired him to represent them in personal injury lawsuits. Silver also said that none of his clients had any business before the state. The Speaker at one time said he represented plain, ordinary, simple people. But the U.S. attorney says instead Silver was secretly pocketing millions of dollars illegally obtained in attorney referral fees.
For many years, New Yorkers have also asked the question, what exactly does Speaker Silver do to earn his substantial outside income? Well, the head scratching can come to an end on that score, too, because we answer that question today as well. He does nothing. As alleged, Speaker Silver never did any actual legal work. He simply sat back and collected millions of dollars by cashing in on his public office and his political influence.
Silver is accused of secretly directing $500,000 in state funds to a doctor who treated asbestos-related cancers and conducted research. That doctor, the complaint alleges, then steered those patients to Weitz & Luxembourg, which is involved in a major asbestos class action lawsuit. Silver claimed to have personally referred hundreds of the asbestos cases to the law firm in exchange for his fees, but when federal investigators contacted those patients, they said they'd never heard of Silver.
Sheldon Silver tells the doctor to send referrals to Weitz & Luxembourg, from which Sheldon Silver profited through referral fees. And in return, Silver, on multiple occasions, takes official action for the benefit of the doctor and the doctor's interests.
The complaint also alleges that Silver steered real estate developers to a law firm that deals in obtaining tax breaks for the developers and that the speaker received a kickback for his efforts. The law firm is run by a prior aide to Silver. Two major developers with buildings in Silver's district received the majority of the tax breaks. Those developers had active business before the state, including lobbying to keep on the books special tax breaks that benefited them. The Assembly canceled its regularly scheduled session in light of the Speaker's arrest, but Assembly Democrats met in a private meeting. They emerged to say they are sticking with Silver for now. Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli says it's a sad and troubling day.
I don't think there's any question the members have concern. We just spent the better part of 2 hours behind in conference, and people are concerned. They're concerned for the Speaker. They're concerned for the institution. Having said that, there is a strong belief. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in the presumption of innocence. We believe that the Speaker, who for 20 years has done such incredible things on behalf of the people of this state, deserves every opportunity, and we will give him every opportunity, and we're going to stand with him.
Republicans in the Assembly are calling on Silver to resign. Silver's attorneys issued a statement saying they are disappointed that the prosecutors have chosen to proceed with these meritless criminal charges and that Silver looks forward to his full exoneration. Each of the five counts that the Speaker is charged with carry a maximum penalty of up to 20 years in prison. The Speaker is expected back at the Capitol on Monday to preside over the session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.